New York and Texas take a different view of how much hamburger money will buy. Now, the news last week was that the Homestead Steakhouse in Manhattan sold the world's most expensive hamburger, $41, made out of Kobe beef. That's cattle raised on beer and massaged in their stalls. This week, John Randall, who's manager of the Texas Chili Parlor in Austin, made his own $41 hamburger. Mr. Randall joins us from his restaurant. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
What kind of beef and how big is it?
It was ground chuck, 24.2 pounds.
That's a whopper indeed, isn't it?
Yes.
How much per pound does your hamburger cost?
It's $1.69 a pound.
But
it
pretty good beef as far as you're concerned?
Yes.
Well, how many people can your hamburger serve?
It served over 40 people, maybe as many as 50.
My gosh, could you even get it out of the kitchen?
Barely. We actually had to take it out the back door and down the alley, out the street and around to the front door.
How big across was the hamburger?
It was 36 inches across.
That's like a manhole cover, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe a bit bigger.
And how do you flip a hamburger the size of a manhole cover?
Well, we took a couple pans and laid them on top of the side that was done and then just flipped them all over. Then we had the other side reversed.
Now, when you have a hamburger the size of a manhole cover, does that come with fries or not?
Well, actually, the Chili Parlor does not serve fries. So here it came with potato chips. We don't serve Lone Star. No Lone Star, no checks, no draft, no fries. No foo-foo drinks and no talking to imaginary people.
Sounds to me, with a hamburger that big, you couldn't cover it with a tomato slice unless you had a 26-inch tomato.
Well, we sliced up normal-sized tomatoes, but had to use about a dozen to cover the meat.
How'd you cook it? Rare, medium?
We cooked it medium. It was slightly pink on the inside and took a propane torch to the bun to toast it.
Oh, my gosh. You had a bun to fit?
Yeah, there's a place here in town called the New World Bakery.
Yeah.
Who I called and informed of the stunt, and they volunteered to make the bun, and it was 38 inches in diameter. You know, made the final product really look just like a gigantic cheeseburger.
Mr. Randall, you think you're going to make another one anytime soon?
I think we're going to have to. Maybe we just have to wait and see what the New Yorkers do next.
Mm. Oh, my gosh, that's right. Oh, you're in a face-off now.
Well, it was just kind of a spoof. What $41 buys you in New York as opposed to what it buys you in Austin?
I got to tell you, Mr. Randall, knowing Austin just a little bit, but liking Austin a lot, I'm a little bit surprised that you didn't make it a tofu burger. I'm trying to think, my gosh, what a $41 tofu burger would be like.
Man.
Yeah, you could cover Texas Stadium with that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Mr. Randall, nice talking to you, sir.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
John Randall is manager of the Texas Chili Parlor in Austin, where the real burgers are supersized.